Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's a fish feast at Casino Queen. Fried or grilled, just $8.95. Head into Sevens every day during Lent and choose from delicious crispy fried Icelandic cod or succulent grilled tilapia with pineapple salsa. Each served with your choice of two sides, just $8.95. Come on into Sevens for everyday fish specials at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard Sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Who are those people you can hear way off in the background going? Who are those people?
Background singers.
Oh, okay.
Bruce, are those your background singers? They are? They're all guys?
Okay, yeah, Bruce says they're his. That's Bruce playing the Mario Brothers theme and doing a great job of it, which means it's time for Jose Hernandez. So first order of business is to give you the phone numbers, because after Jose makes his does his monologue, we'll call it, then you're going to call. At least I hope you're going to call. And you're going to ask him just about anything about cell phones or TVs or computers or all that tech stuff. So here we go. Here are the numbers I would call now and get on the board. Screen, or whatever you want to call it, 314-969-KTRS, or toll free 888-550-KTRS. And he is brought to you by the folks at Oric. They have 7 locally owned and operated home care centers with a lot of great products in them. Oric presents Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Frank.
Yeah, the only thing I want to start with was I saw a segment on... Pion, did you watch CBS Sunday Morning?
I'm not sure if I saw this week's.
I think that's where I saw the segment on the guy, and he's not a household name, but he's the guy who started Under Armour. The T-shirts and the workout clothes that have taken over the world. He's only 40 something. He's worth $1 billion. Under Armour is an amazing story, and I must have 30 Under Armour t-shirts, because I just love the feel of them. And the tech part of this comes in a segment where they showed what he's working on for the future. Now, Jose, you'll appreciate this. They have think of it as a belt, an elastic kind of belt that you wear across your chest. You know when they hook people up to a lie detector, they put a elastic across their chest? It's kind of it's elastic. And so you put that on, and it has a chip in it, and it will monitor and read your lung capacity, breathing rate, heart rate, all that stuff, and then send it as it's doing it to your doctor's iPhone or iPad, or you can watch it yourself. But better yet, they showed a prototype of a long-sleeve Under Armour workout shirt. And in the sleeve, now think about this, I hold up my arm like I'm going to look at my wristwatch, but I'm looking at the top of my sleeve. And as I swipe my sleeve, the fabric is a screen. And the way you can swipe and wipe the page of an iPad, I wipe my arm and I go from pulse rate to blood pressure to how long have I been on this machine. What, unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a screen in the fabric on your sleeve. This crazy. Under Armour guy. But I love the way when they say somebody is just an average person who happened to stump. No, you're not average at all if you can do this Under Armour thing, because you have to be smart. You have to be smart enough to know how to take it from an idea to something that's distributed, marketed, and retailed. That's not an easy process. And I think you gotta have something special to pull that off. And does anybody in the room here know why he invented Under Armour?
No.
Nope.
Because he played football in college, and the jerseys and T-shirts and everybody's workout T-shirts at that point were cotton. And when cotton gets wet, it gets heavy. It soaks up sweat, and it triples its weight. And he thought, man, if I could come up with something that would, you could sweat, but it wouldn't increase its own weight. And he found a, I don't know if his girlfriend or a, it was a woman's lingerie, and silky. And he took a piece of that and asked somebody if they could make a T-shirt out of it. That's how it started.
Wow.
So we're kind of wearing women's underwear.
How about that?
When we were under our
nice.
Jose, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. That's all I had to add was that we're someday going to be reading our clothes. Well, you can you'll be able to watch a movie on the back of somebody's shirt.
I've seen T-shirts like that with the screen on the front.
Yeah. All right, so what do we have, Jose?
Your new Google Glasses are going to have an application to create what is called a fashion fingerprint.
I'm going to guess what that means.
Go ahead.
It's like a camera that's in it, and it kind of knows the clothes you buy, or it looks at your own clothing and kind of knows your style.
It's actually used to identify other people.
Ah.
Yeah, based on their clothing or accessories they wear. Once a familiar person has been spotted, like in a crowd, the glasses will overlay their name above them, similar to what would be displayed in a video game.
Oh, come on.
Really? It uses a smart app to take a series of pictures of the particular individual.
Wow. Why can't it just do face recognition? Why does it need the clothing?
It can do face recognition, but people are a little excited about privacy concerns with face recognition software.
Yeah.
This uses patterns of colors and textures of the clothing so that they can't necessarily, you could change your fashion fingerprint by wearing a new set or different set of clothes. The first testing of it found that it's 93% accurate looking for folks in a crowd based on their fashion fingerprint.
All right, for these Google Glass, these are the glasses that look kind of like regular glasses, but up in the top, there's a projected image back into your eyes.
Yes.
I got to tell you, this sounds like the most dangerous thing in the world to me. I could see people walking into telephone poles because you can't look at a projected image and at the same time be looking out ahead of you.
Well, I don't know for sure that they don't have a way to turn off the projected image when you're doing something like driving or walking.
I'm sure they do, but they ought to.
I know that they're getting ready to make, they have a design for the Google Glasses that actually will allow you to have corrective lenses put in them instead of just like a pair of sunglasses.
All right.
The other app that I saw they're making for it is identification of your medifications. Talk much? No. Medications.
You know what? You might have invented a new word. Medifications. Medification.
If you look at the pills you have laid out on the counter, and it goes through and identifies them as to what they are, and if you've got your prescription loaded as to how often you should take them, it'll tell you which ones to take now, set your schedule for which ones to take later.
Unbelievable. Really?
Microsoft is offering students a free 6 months to their Office 360 program. This is the cloud-based Office suite. It's called 360 University and SkyDrive products. If you have a qualifying .edu email address from an educational facility, you can access the product for 3 months, and if you will share it on Facebook, they'll give you 6 months free access to it. It includes 20 gigabytes of storage space in the SkyDrive and 60 minutes worth of Skype calls per month.
Wow.
BlackBerry.
Hard to keep up.
BlackBerry, the new one's coming out March 22nd. AT&T is going to be the first carrier of it. It's called the Z10. It will cost you $199 with a 2-year contract. This is going to be pretty much the make it or break it for BlackBerry.
BlackBerry's kind of having a little struggle, right?
Well, they used to be top dog in the smartphone market, and then Apple and the several Android variants took over.
Yeah, they stayed with the same format while everybody else was moving on to touchscreens and everything. Not a good idea.
And explain to me the difference mainly is that BlackBerry is not a touchscreen, right?
Well, now they are.
The new one is.
Yeah, they're finally just making touchscreens now.
They're inventing touchscreen. Apparently other people went ahead of them. But.
Okay.
TiVo Mini, they've got a box now for $99 that will let you watch live television, record shows from your TiVo DVR, and any room in your house. It's wireless, doesn't need to be connected.
Man.
So instead of having multiple DVRs in different locations of your house or different boxes, you have one box in the main location, and you can do everything from the TiVo remotes or what they call the TiVo Mini.
Well, I got to, I can't wait till we live in a wireless world. I'm not kidding. Look at our console here. Globs of wires. Don't you agree that we will see a time when there's just nothing, the only wire is into the wall for power?
Well, it should be in a virtual, it'll just be a display that you kind of touch.
Yeah, and every extension of that will be wireless from
Correct.
That main source that's powered. You want to take calls?
Please.
We will start with Jack, and boy, we're loaded with calls. Jack, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Jack.
Yes.
I'm calling about setting up a printer for a wireless situation. What is the best way, or do they have a disk, information disk for that? Or what is the easiest way? I'm using UVerse. I do have a wireless system, but I'm trying to get the printer to print. It only prints from the power that's right next to it right now. So what am I doing wrong?
Depending on which printer you bought, some of them will attach to your currently available wireless network in your house. Other printers create their own wireless network that you have to attach the wireless devices to.
Okay. The printer itself is a 6500 util packet. The guy said it is wireless type, capable, like I should say.
Right. You need to go to the HP website and look up the 6500, and they will have specific instructions on how to attach it wirelessly to your network.
I believe you're right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jack.
And you know what's amazing is 9 out of 10 times the answer to what you want to know about your computer is right there in your computer. It's called Google.
Yeah.
And I forget it, too. I'll call somebody and go, hey, how do I? And they'll go, well, just Google
just
it.
Just Google
it. Oh, yeah, shoot, what was I thinking?
Most of the new printers come with an installation disk that has all the information in it.
Yeah. One of these days I'll get into that wireless printer thing. Kevin, you're up next. Say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Kevin?
I have, a couple of problems. When I started a business about a year ago, and I bought a website, all kinds of equipment for my business, and it's failed. I have failed. I've tried to advertise. I would love to advertise with Frank, but quite frankly, I spent all my money on buying equipment, and I couldn't. I don't have the money to do that. What can I do with my website that is absolutely doing me no good? Is there anything I can do with it? Can you sell a website? Can you turn a website into some kind of a money-making thing?
You can sell them, although mostly people are just interested in the domain name itself, not necessarily the content of the site.
Correct.
You can also, if you want, start searching for what they call SEO, which is search engine optimization. And what that does is a series of things you can do to your website to move it higher into search engines, so when people look for it, it'll show up within the first 10 results of any search site. That'll help drive business to your site.
Kevin, what kind of business do you have?
Estate sales.
Estate sales?
Yes.
Okay.
And a combination of things have happened due to the economy. Families are basically either keeping everything that's of any value and wanting me to sell junk. Well, that's not what an estate sale is. It's not a yard sale. It's actually, there has to be, they're just taking everything of value and then calling me and telling me to look at it. Well, we're keeping this. And, oh, but by the way, we're going to sell this 1932 stove.
So you're an appraiser as well?
Yes.
Give me your website. What is it?
www.
Oh, wait, hang on. I can't remember that part of a website. That's
no.
W, was that three W's? Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Three.
You don't even have to do that anymore.
I know. Go ahead, sorry, go ahead.
It's GreatDaneEstateSales.com.
Great Dane, as in the dog.
Yes.
EstateSales.com. Well, now a few people have heard it. If somebody has an estate, things they want to sell, you obviously can appraise it and sell it, and maybe you'll get a couple of calls. Other than that, whatever Jose said.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Welcome.
Thanks for listening. Glenn, you're up next. Say hi to Jose.
Jose, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Glenn, how are you?
I have a question about the three things that you suggested, AVG and Malwarebytes. What's
yes.
the third thing?
AVG, Malwarebytes, and one called SpyBot Search and Destroy.
That's it. Okay. And I believe that's all I need to say besides A and the B.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Dan says this is Dinah. Is that right, Dinah?
Dinah.
Dinah, how are you?
I'm good.
Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Dinah.
And I have, probably the dumbest question ever proposed.
No.
I am clueless.
No, don't say that.
Everything is over my head.
I doubt that.
I have a Dell laptop that's fairly new. I set it up, got the password in, but I haven't used it for many months. Mm-hmm. And now when I go in, I don't remember my password. I can't find where I wrote it. And
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I don't see any way that it allows me to go in and change it. Do I have to call Dell, or do I call Charter, who has the, you know, who's my carrier?
Well, first,
or is there something I can hit or do to actually go in and put in a new password?
Let me ask you a couple questions real quick. Mm-hmm. When you put the password in, it normally asks you to put a hint. There's normally a phrase or a question or something that says put a password hint
in. I don't remember in this case. It could have happened, but would it tell me?
If you fail login initially, it'll give you the option to display what the hint is.
I don't think it did that.
Okay. The next thing is when you boot it up, turn it all the way off,
mm-hmm.
and when you turn it back on, start pressing the F8 key.
All right.
And what F8 is going to do is put it into safe mode. And when safe mode appears, you should be able to select from one of two accounts, the account that you normally had and then the administrator account.
Okay.
Most people, when they set machines up, don't put a password on the administrator account because the only way you can normally get to it is through safe mode. Once you're in the administrator account, you can then go and reset the password on your account.
Okay.
Give that a try.
And by the way, you're not the first person that's done it. And here's the thing, Dinah, that really makes me feel stupid. On a couple of occasions, I've actually forgotten my hint.
Yeah, that's a bummer, too.
Yeah. So I always say, what was your favorite dog's name? And I thought I put one dog, but I didn't. I put another dog. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't. Then that's really dumb. But good luck with what Jose told.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Definitely
right.
Try that.
We move on to Dwayne. Dwayne, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Got a question for you, Jose. I got a just got a iPhone 4S, and trying to download the 550 app, and it's saying for like Android, it's, you know, you can do it, but on this one here, I for some reason it won't download.
Have you been to the App Store directly? All right, iTunes, sorry?
Yeah.
And it won't download from
iPhone?
And
it'll show iPhone, but it just won't do it. It'll come up and say something that I forget, but it just won't do it.
Interesting. Have you got the latest version of iTunes on the 4S?
I guess. I've had it literally a week or two, so I don't...
I would check to make sure you got the latest version of iTunes, because that's important for when you're downloading stuff from the App Store or from the iTunes Store.
Okay.
If not, you can try an app out of the store called TuneIn Radio.
I got that.
Okay, you should be able to select KTRS from the list of available stations in TuneIn Radio.
And
yeah,
also
I've done that, but it's just not that I thought that you could go back and listen to other shows like through the week on the App Store of Frank, and TuneIn Radio is pretty well just...
TuneIn Radio is live.
Live radio. And who'd want to hear our other old crap anyway?
Yeah.
I can tell you from the last week, there's nothing worth listening to.
Yeah. But, no, I'll try to do that.
Good luck.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate that. One more, and we're out of here, and that would be Dennis, if he's still here. Dennis, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Jose, will you humor me with a VCR answer?
I'll give it my best.
All right. Believe it or not, my VCR has outlived its memory, obviously, because it will not program into 2013. This happened, I realized it at the end of last year and didn't bother with it. I barely use it anymore because, as you know, it's tough to, you can't even buy them anymore, I don't think. But, but it will not program because it does not recognize the year 2013. Is there any way you could reprogram that, or is that pitch it in the garbage?
Well, that's usually kind of hard-coded in the firmware. The one workaround you might want to try is set it to 1913.
Set it for what, 1913?
Yeah, see if it'll go backward to the 13.
You're going to get some old TV shows, though.
Well, yeah. The reason it's looking for the year is so it can set the right day numbers for the right days of the month.
Right, right. Right.
Well, if you go back 100 years, the number of the days were still the same then as they are in 2013.
I didn't know that.
Interesting. But you really can't buy those anymore, right? I've not seen a VCR. I can see, you know, you can buy the players, but...
I'll bet you could go on eBay and buy them.
Yeah, but the thing I don't like about DVR is, you know, you can't share it. You see something great last night on TV, you want to tape it, let somebody watch it. You can't share a DVR recording. It's just yours and yours alone. So.
Now, that's a great point, and I've always wondered, Jose, what he's talking about, why they don't put a DVD burner in the DVRs. So you could, like he said, you record something, you watch, you go, hey, watch this, and give it to somebody.
I haven't done a search for it, but I think there are some DVRs that will allow you to burn a DVD of the material on them.
That'd be great.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Dennis, we're not gentlemen, but you're welcome, and thank you for listening. And that wraps it up, and we're done, and let's wrap it up with some music. You have been listening to Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez. You can do it again next week, and if you can't wait till then, you can email him. His email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oreck. They have great stores, 7 of them. They're locally owned and operated. There's some really good stuff in there. Go and tell them your AM and the PM. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah, Jose.
Great day, everybody. Thank you, Jose. John Landoff is indisposed. I don't like that word. I don't know why I used it even, but that's what people say when they're not available. And
what's he doing? Do we know?
I'm selling the car.
I hope so.
I know that what I'm supposed to do is go through this laundry list of, you know, how many Equinoxes they have and Silverados. And I don't really pay attention to that. I don't even know where that is. They shoot me a list every month of facts. I don't. He and I kind of disagree on that particular tactic for selling Chevys, because I maintain that other dealers have exactly the same vehicles he has, and I'm right about that. They have Silverado pickup trucks and Equinoxes and Cruises and Impalas, and yeah, they have that stuff. Here's what they don't have. They don't have the staff at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. They don't have the history. They don't have the exact same track record or reputation. And they don't have, unfortunately, many of them forgot at some point along the way what a thrill buying a new car is supposed to be, even if your new car is a pre-owned car. They just forgot what a big deal that's. It's supposed to be more than just a... another payment you're going to be looking at for the next 3, 4, or 5 years. That shouldn't be all there is to it. It should be exciting, and it should be pleasant. And you shouldn't feel like you went in to get a vehicle and you were sort of forced into another vehicle. And you also should know that when you go back, after they have your money or your lending institution's money, that they shouldn't act like they don't know you. And I'm telling you, I don't know any human being who has bought more cars than I've bought. I have a disease, and I had it long before I ever met John Landoff. I had it from the time I was 18. That's when I got my first car. And I've been to every kind of dealer you can imagine, selling every kind of car. Real expensive cars, real inexpensive cars, pre-owned vehicles. The least expensive vehicle I ever bought was $300. It was a Karmann Ghia, Volkswagen Karmann Ghia, $300, and then up from there. And I can tell you, there is a giant difference in dealerships in the way you're treated, the way you feel, and in some cases, how you can't wait to get out of there. It's kind of a hobby. And from time to time, I go in dealerships, and I just look around, and I'll test drive things. I just like to know what's out there, and I did it. I literally did this 2 days ago, and I went into a showroom, and I walked, and I stood, and I looked inside in the windows of everything on the showroom, and I was in there for quite a while, and I walked out, and I was headed for my car, and a guy in the parking lot saw me, and he said, did anybody wait on you? And I said, not a living soul. I went all through that showroom. I saw guys in there drinking coffee, chit-chatting, talking, weren't waiting on customers. It was very obvious. I was walking around looking, and nobody asked me if they could help me. And he said, well, I am really sorry. That shouldn't have happened. And there's the one guy that at least was able to answer a couple of questions for me. It shouldn't be that way. If it ever is, you should let the people know. Let Landoff know if it happens. So here's what you need to know. They want it to be a great experience. Yes, they want to give you as good a deal or better than anybody else. That's a given. You can't stay in business unless you don't. I think you're going to really enjoy it so much that I think you're going to go back and you're going to be a regular customer as long as what you're looking for is a Chevrolet. Now, if you decide next time you want a Jaguar, they can't help you. Maybe they can. Maybe they'll get one in that's like new that was a trade-in or something. So just give them a chance. Give them a shot at your business to see if what we're talking about isn't true. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They're up in Florissant, Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 or Londoff.com.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Timothy Wiley.
Things are a bit of a mess on westbound 70 now as you approach the Blanchet Bridge just after the Earth City Expressway. You've got a stalled tractor trailer. It is off on the right shoulder, but MoDOT and the police have the right lane blocks. Only two lanes getting through. Pretty solid jam now approaching Highway 270. Eastbound 270, that's starting to get a little bit heavy around Lindbergh. Slow again at 170 through New Florissant. Northbound 170, the usual slowdown between 70 and Airport Road. Still a pretty good run on southbound 270 down through Doherty Ferry and westbound 64. Heavy now between Hampton and McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Spicy and sweet, they team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It's Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th at Cleary. And now is the time to make the right decision on your new ag or equipment building. I'm Sean Cleary, president of Cleary Building Corp. Some companies say they build like Cleary, but that's just not possible. We use materials and a process exclusive to Cleary, so our buildings are made to last. For over three decades, Cleary has provided every building with the best warranty in the business. To save you money, we build it right the first time. Start building your dreams today at clearybuilding.com. Stop in March 14th, 15th, and 16th for our biggest sale of the year. It's Cleary Building's Customer Appreciation Days. Call 800-373-5550 right now and set up your VIP appointment during Cleary's Customer Appreciation Days. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Cleary Tough?
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock Supplied.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Want to look years younger, even when you're completely naked from the neck up? As in, not wearing makeup, no mascara, no lipstick. We're now letting women try a BB cream breakthrough that doesn't only give you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion, it actually fights your wrinkles long term, so you look years younger even when you're completely naked from the neck up. And during our Neck Up Naked event, we're letting as many women as possible try it. To be one of them, call 1-800-700-3252 immediately while supplies last.
He said, see, you're beautiful without any makeup on. And I was just kind of, okay, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything because he's telling me that I'm beautiful with no makeup. But it was like my little secret.
We're letting as many women as possible try Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream while supplies last. So you can look years younger even when you're neck up naked. If you're one of the first callers right now, call immediately. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252.
In other
revenues, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
You know, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
It's pretty simple. STL Shirt Company sells T-shirts and uniforms with your team logo printed really fast. They've been doing it for 35 years. They're STL family-owned, and they're really fast. So if it's uniforms for baseball, softball, soccer, or curling, STL Company can do it really fast. If you need T-shirts printed for an event for the day after tomorrow, STL Shirt Company can do it how? Really fast. Call 1-888-831-8312 or order online at stlshirtco.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year, 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Whoa.
I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Charlie Brown.
He's a clown.
Oh, you know, I should know who this is. The same people did
Along Came Jones.
Yeah, who the heck?
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who is this, Fionn?
The Coasters.
I used to, and I don't even know. Oh, yes, I do. I used to work with a guy on the radio, and he worked for a while at an oldie station. And it was either the Coasters or the Platters. And you know how I said I used to confuse the Temptations with the Four Tops? Because they had that same kind of choreographed dance routine, and their songs were similar. And this guy, and you guys know this guy, he walked out on stage, and his station was the hosting station. And it was either the Coasters or the Platters, but he introduced them as the other group. So let's say it was the Coasters. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, you love their songs in the 60s. We're so thrilled to have them. The big build-up. And he says, here they are, the Coasters! And it was the Platters.
Oh, brother.
They walk out on stage and gave him a dirty look, you know. Maybe they thought he was trying to be funny, but he wasn't. He just got confused. Now, Dawn Meadows Dixon's on the way to talk about a movie. What did she give that Oz thing? That
she liked it.
3.25.
Man,
Paul Harris hated it.
Well, let me tell you something. I've read a couple of reviews that said it's terrible.
Paul Harris said it might be one of the worst movies he's ever seen.
Yeah, he didn't like it. Yeah. Did not like it.
Well, you know what I said? Why do we need another Oz anything? We got the Wizard of Oz, for goodness sakes. What do we have to keep dancing around with it for?
It's hard to mess with that one.
Wasn't there a play, The Wiz, or
something?
Yeah,
that was Michael Jackson.
What the heck? That? Leave it alone. It's a Wizard of Oz.
Ease on down the road. Oh.
I just like it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, we don't see people messing with Gone with the Wind. I don't see a musical, The Wind.
No.
I mean, we don't, you know, you don't need it. Now, an interesting thing is starting
to happen. Did I break wind?
Yes, you did, Lauren. And by the way, you do it a lot.
Oh, man.
No, nobody will tell you, but I'll tell you.
I've noticed that back by the copier.
Have you noticed it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right around the copier.
Oh, yeah.
That's where she goes, thinking she'll kind of, I'll just take this out of the area.
Yeah.
And then somebody needs to use the copier and walks right into it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Right into the DMZ, the demilitarized zone. So here's what's happening. As there are more baby boomers like me, that means there are more aging parents, and there are also more boomers themselves with some issues. I don't mess with the stock market, but if I did, I think I'd like to buy stock in anything that's about therapy or medicine or pharmaceuticals, because that business right now is booming. And I look at our parents and the things they need and the equipment and the money that's in that industry. And we're starting to get a lot of that business. We're starting to get advertisers who want to give you information that can possibly make life a lot, well, you get a little better quality of life when you're older by getting things done right and getting things fixed. And that actually didn't start with Good Feet, but it was one of the early ones that came along. And I used to think of, you know, my grandmother wore arch support, so I always thought of that as like an old person thing. You know how old women used to always wear those black shoes with punky heels on? Support hose. And the women that wore those support hose, honest to goodness, they were like in their 50s and 60s. And I saw, I guess it was CBS Sunday Morning with Rita Moreno this Sunday. She's 81 years old. Holy cow, she looks good. So old women now, 50 and 60, is not what it used to be, and arch supports don't mean old people. I told you, when I went into Good Feet and got mine, there was a guy in there before me. There were three customers, me, an older woman, and a firefighter. This guy was in his late 30s, and he was having some really serious issues with his feet and some pain. And I sat there and watched that guy, after about three different inserts, so they got the right one, got up, and he just said, wow. He said, man, why didn't I come in here sooner? And I watched him give him his charge card, and he bought the inserts, and then I was up next, and I did the same procedure. They asked me why I was there, and I said I had plantar fasciitis a couple of times, and I don't particularly want to get it in because it really hurts, and I'm a big baby, and I hate pain, and it took about 30, 40 minutes, and I haven't had it since. That was, I don't know, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years. I have not had it since, and I'd had it recurring like 2 or 3 times. Now, I know people that had surgery for that, so here's the deal. Good Feet stores, it's inserts, arch supports, that's it. It's that simple. There's no pain. You don't get shots. You don't be afraid to go in there. You don't need an appointment. And you tell them where the pain is, and you tell them that you've tried some other things, or maybe that's your first stop. Or you don't want to particularly be on pain medication the rest of your life, and you don't want to have surgery if you can avoid it, and you certainly don't want to walk around in pain or sit around in pain. It could be in your neck, your back, your shoulders, your hips. Still could be coming from your feet. And then they may very well have the solution. You're going to know while you're there. You're going to feel the difference when you get on, up, and walk around in your same shoes. They don't sell shoes. You keep your own shoes. So that's it. You have pain, and you want to at least look at the possibility that this could be the answer, as it has been for thousands of people, then you walk in. You don't need an appointment. You go on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. Or in South County on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Dearburg's. You can also go to their website, goodfeetstlouis.com. I thought we were going to do new music. Hold on. Stop the presses.
Oh, boy.
Weren't we going to do new music?
That's right.
What happened?
I forgot to
say upgrade it. Say I messed up.
Forget to upgrade it.
I messed up. I messed up. I had all weekend, and I messed up. Now, do you have the
Hold
new
on,
music?
Let me see. It's in here.
By the way, B.J. Schulte is the guy responsible for our new polka music. I want to credit him for that, because we like it. We like it better than our original music.
That's right.
But we had decided this Hooray for Hollywood thing, it just sounds, I don't know. So it's like 1940 or something.
Where do I have that?
Now, if you can't find it, we will move forward.
All right. Here, I'll look for it.
We're going to move forward with the old music?
Yeah.
All right. Apologize to everybody.
I'm sorry.
Okay. He means it, too. I know a sincere apology when I hear it. It's time for Dawn Meadows Dixon. And she has a brand new sponsor, Ashley Furniture Home Stores. They have six locations, and through March 18th, which is only another week, you go in there and make a very nominal cash donation for nurses for newborns, you're going to have a real nice discount on your entire furniture purchase. It's a good deal. You can also bring in diapers or baby formula. They only do this twice a year. Ashley Furniture Home Stores, six locations. Proud to present Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. So hooray for Hollywood. Sounds like the 40s.
Well, I just,
no,
I don't
business like show business,
I just,
was the one we were going to switch.
Yes,
to.
Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman. More like the 50s.
Well, it doesn't. It's just that it, I don't know. It just sounds better to me. I just don't like this rendition. Doesn't matter when it was recorded. It just sounds flat to me. You deserve better.
I deserve better.
You do.
I like that. Hey, I have got to pick a bone with you on this Oz the Great and Powerful. $80 million this past weekend.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Okay,
it means there's nothing else out there.
The critics don't always get it right.
I agree.
I did my research on this. 65% of the critics liked it. I was among them. I gave it a 3.25. It wasn't a slam dunk, but,
yeah, but that's,
I thought
that's good
it
for
was creative.
You. Yeah, I go by what Paul Harris
people
said.
People liked it.
Yeah, I go by whatever Paul Harris says. I'm kidding. Now, look, the critic thing I learned a long time ago. Look, Rotten Tomatoes is the app I use for movies, and here's the deal. I've seen movies where it says that viewers gave it, let's say, an 89.
Right.
And critics gave it an 11%
right.
or something. So, yeah, I get that. I'm
usually,
just...
I agree with the critics. I feel like I'm usually in line, but I think this is where the critics got it wrong for a couple of reasons, because... there was a book base, there was a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and everybody is trying to compare it to the original Wizard of Oz. You can't do that.
Right.
That is a jewel in the film industry. And so here we have another film. I would say the weakest link was James Franco. I know he's catching a lot of heat. His delivery, he's very laid back. But I think it works, and I think kids and families are hungry for something like this. I think it's going to make a ton of money. The best thing they did was release it this weekend when nothing else was really up against it. It's that low time for films, and now it's going to have some legs as it goes into the season.
See, if I were in the movie business, I would deliberately release my movie when nothing else decent. Seriously, because if people want to go to the show, come see my movie.
Well, you know, it cost, I think I said $200 million last week. It actually cost $320 million to make this movie. They have got to make this money back.
Well, you know why? All that gold. I saw him sliding down all that gold. That gold costs a lot of money.
Real gold.
Yeah,
can I throw out something else? Have you caught the Bible on the History Channel?
No.
Okay. I think it is so good. That's another thing that just blew away the ratings last Sunday. And I've been trying to get the reading on this Sunday, and I haven't been able to get anything.
You know what? And that really surprised me, because we think we live in a godless world, a world where everybody has just decided that they don't need religion anymore, and all the crime and all that. And then the Bible comes along and boom, look at all the people that want. That's a good sign.
I think it's a good sign. And it goes from now until Easter, and they repeat it on Wednesday.
So it's, is it one? It's all in one installment?
Right. It's the entire Bible.
And how do you do that in one? Is it 2 hours?
It's 2 hours long with commercials.
Well, how can you possibly cover the Bible in 2 hours?
Well, I'll tell you, they do it so creatively, because in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. But in the beginning of the movie, Noah actually tells the story of creation. Did you watch it, Ian?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you say.
Now, is the Noah's Ark stuff, is that all in there?
So Noah's Ark, it starts with Noah's Ark, and then it works its way through. There's quick flashes. I mean, you're running through Cain and Abel pretty quickly.
No, wait, hold on. How can it start with Noah's Ark if in the beginning God created heaven and earth?
Well,
they got it all backwards.
Yeah.
Noah is telling the story of the creation.
Ah.
So, and then, of course, he kind of whips through Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve real quickly. But it's done, I think, effectively. And... last night was the second installment from, it's from 7 to 9. They repeat it from 5 to 7 the week before. And then if you missed this past Sunday, on Wednesday, I found out they repeat it 8 to 10. But sat and watched it with my kids. It moves fast. It takes the Bible, which can be overwhelming and complicated, and really tells it, you know, as a beautiful story. It doesn't matter what you believe. You can be any religion. It really is well done. So,
now, what's our movie day? Because we're out of time.
Okay, we're out of time for the movie.
I know.
Admission. This Story is the film with Tina Fey and Paul Rudd.
What is it? Admission.
Admission.
Okay.
And it's admission to Princeton, the college, elite colleges, and what the kids have to go through.
Yeah, I know. I went there.
What will parents do?
What?
I'm a graduate of Princeton. Just kidding. Go ahead. Kidding.
What will parents do for their kids to get into these Ivy League schools? It's gotten so competitive. It's unbelievable. So the story is Tina Fey's an admissions director, thus the title, and this small college, alternative school, approaches them for her to come visit. She meets the college, the school director. Of course, there's a romance there. It's based on a novel. There's so many subplots here. It loses what is really funny, and that is what is actually going on in our society now is these parents are jockeying their kids, making sure they've got enough service hours, they've got a music, they've got a sport, they can write essays, they've done well in the SAT and the ACT. I mean, anymore, they're starting to apply for college freshman year.
Yeah,
and it's really funny. The film kind of takes a funny turn, but it tries to do too much with Tina Fey, and I think it kind of falls flat in its face. But as someone who has freshmen and we're looking towards that college, when you see the hoops these parents have to jump through, it really is.
Paul, did you say Paul Rudd's in it?
Paul Rudd.
He's bland. I don't even get why he's a star. I don't. But enough of that. Admission.
He plays a good romantically, but there was no need for her to fall in love with him. There was I didn't see the spark.
All right, admissions, ARD.
Admissions. 2.5 ARDs. Not great, but if you're putting a kid through college or thinking about it, you could laugh.
All right, Dean.
I'll pass on
too much in there.
Oh, here we go. This is what it was going to be. This is it.
Oh, here we go. This is
Fox. 20th Century Fox, ladies and gentlemen. Dawn Meadows Dixon. Give it up.
Oh, I like that.
The big music out. Next time, big music in. By the time we do this again on Thursday, turn it up a little.
Everything about it is appealing.
All right, just enough time. Thank you. Everything just enough time for Window World and a reminder to you that there's a 2013 tax credit that you can earn of 10% off your purchase from Window World up to $500. You may want to check on that. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is the website. And I think you know the rest. I hope you do. That in just over 10 years, they're in over 35,000 homes. This is the number one window, replacement window sold in the country. That's according to Qualified Remodeler Magazine, a pretty well-respected publication. Lifetime warranty. If you say, what if I live to be 102? Well, okay, lifetime warranty. And it covers everything. It covers glass breakage and labor and parts and the whole deal. Nothing like it. There are prices like it. It's not the same window. Window World. That's the one you want. 314-993-18.